It's the Football Friday Preview Show. No one covers the Tri-Arc with the insight and excitement for Arkansas high school and college football like Eric King, Matt Wilcox, and J.R. Runyon. Now, live from Big Bad Breakfast in downtown Conway, it's the Football Friday Preview Show on the Tri-Arc Radio Sports Network.
And good morning and welcome back. Yes, indeed, the last day of July. So you know what that means, guys. It's time to really focus in on that eight-letter word that we all love this time of year.
Absolutely. Can't get here soon enough. Well, and if we can just get a little cool weather, that's kind of what I'd like. And I mean like in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd exactly. be nice. I mean, we're seeing the 80s, but it's like midnight or something like that. And so, but yes, football season is arriving. And we are now kicking off six successive shows talking about the high school teams that are here in the Central Arkansas, what we call the Tri-Arc area. And we will be talking with folks from Searcy, from Conway, from Greenbrier, Valonia, Mayflower. And this morning, we are talking with Coach Daniel Allen and the Conway Christian Eagles. And, Matt, you and I talked about this last week, that, you know, it's exciting to see change, and it's fun to see change. This season, there is change all over the landscape for the Tri-Arc Radio Network team of sports.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you even look at across the landscape of Arkansas high school football, I think there's 62 new coaches.
I saw that.
And which is just incredible. It's just a crazy number. But I just think that speaks to the climate of public sports and public schools, really, in the state of Arkansas right now. There's so many changes going on. But, yeah, here locally, Conway Christian's got a new face running the program, and I know he's excited, and I know the fans are excited to see what kind of product he puts on the field this year.
Absolutely. Coach Daniel Allen joins us here this morning. And you talk about change, but it's a little bit of a change. But as we were talking before we came on, this is not an unfamiliar place for you to be,
right,
at both in Conway and at Conway Christian. And, Coach, congratulations taking over the reins at Conway Christian after Coach Kramer relinquished his Friday night whistle and responsibilities. But talk about, as we launch off into here, a little bit about what the Conway Christian program means, because I know that it's much more, and you've been there for so long, you have seen a lot of change and you've seen a lot of growth, and now being in the position that you're in, kind of give us a background and a feel for the Conway Christian program.
Yeah, well, appreciate you having us. Yeah, this will be my 10th year at Conway Christian, and I tell people I have been there for just the highest moment in the school's history and also some of the lowest ones, going from having a year where we didn't even win a game to going undefeated and winning the state championship. So I've seen kind of the spectrum of all of it, but, yeah, we've grown as a school and are growing a lot as a school, building new buildings, have a new one that we're going to move into this year as far as the high school goes. So all of that stuff is exciting. As far as the football program is concerned, you know, we've experienced a lot of success, like I said, and as y'all know, but it's more than that, especially at a private Christian school. We talk to the kids a lot about how winning games and winning a state championship it's never the goal. We don't talk to them about that specifically. It's a byproduct of doing things a certain way. And I think that because we have the word Christian in our name, that I think there's a certain standard that we have to uphold, even more so than other teams around us. And we're not trying to be anybody else. We're not trying to, you know, find the next exciting thing. We're just who we are, and we try and do it extremely well. We try and represent Christ in everything that we do, and we're not always perfect because we're human and we make mistakes. You know, I got thrown out of a football game last year arguing with a ref.
I like this guy.
It happens. But even in doing, like, we're passionate about what we do, but we're going to do it in a way that when people look at us, even when, you know, years from now, I tell people, like, even in the state championship game, I I have to think a little bit about what the final score was to the game. And sure. I do. I mean, that's a big sure. moment, and I remember a lot about it. But more so, like, people forget stats and they forget scores and all that stuff. Even the next year, even a couple of weeks later, they're going to forget that stuff. But they're always going to remember, like, the impact you had on them and how you carried yourself and stuff like that. So we really try and talk to our kids about that, and not just it's a game and there is a score and you are trying to win the games, like that is a thing. So like, we're not dumb to that, but we're also going to do it in a certain way because we think God honors how you do that stuff, especially being a Christian school. You know, there's obviously a ton of successful programs that are not
right
doing it the way we do, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's not how we do it because
right.
of who we are. So we really try and instill that in our kids, and that's something Coach Kramer has done a great job, and he's still there as the athletic director, and he's
right.
still doing it, just not directly to the football program. So he still has a great impact on us as a football team, but athletics as a whole.
Coach, you've had the chance to watch a lot of these kids grow since you've been there. The times that you have, the years that you have, looking at this young crew that's coming in, what do you expect from them? Where do you see their strengths and where they need to grow and things like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, what I expect from them is just to come in and compete. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but y'all mentioned change in the landscape and stuff, and there's a lot of change for us, not just me being the new head coach, but bumping up classification is
right.
something new. So there's a lot of challenge in that, and in all honesty, like, we're still we're a 3A team and our school is big, but because of how our classes are broke down, like, our senior class only has 10 total boys in the grade.
Wow.
And only two of them play football. And they didn't even play football last year. So we're a very young team. Our numbers are not that of what even we're going to face. Like, we're in the kind of mid to high 20s now. Program wide, we have really good numbers, like looking down in lower grades and stuff. But this year, that's going to be a challenge. And I think the kids are aware that it's a unique – it's very rare to go into a season with two seniors on the team
yeah.
and ones that don't have experience playing football. So, you know, I think that youth is it's a challenge, but it can be a strength because it forces a lot of guys. Like, there's no – usually you got 10 – plus seniors on the team, they're the leaders, everyone follows them. We don't have that. Not that our seniors aren't great kids and stuff, but it's just a different dynamic. So it's forcing some of these younger guys to step into leadership roles early on. And I think that as they figure that out and what their role is on the team, that it's going to be a strength for us. Now, I think we have obviously a ton of sophomores and juniors. I think for the most part, all of them are taking on new jobs. Even the juniors coming back from last year were – I think we had 13 seniors last year. So a lot of those juniors are having to do new things. Some of them, like Makai here, haven't played football before, and they're figuring out what that even is. But they got – there is a lot of skill. I talked to them about that, like going to team camps and seven-on-sevens. Like, you know, we get out there, and we're very competitive. Like, we've got talent. It's just being consistent with that and, you know, with depth and numbers, you get tired, especially out there on the hot turf in a team camp, and you start to get drained. And those initial moments, the first 30 minutes of where you're playing against some of the 4A, 5A schools that we're team camping with, and we're right there with them, and then we kind of lose that. So just working on being more consistent. There is no shortage of aggressiveness. Like, they're ready to go and ready to get after it, and I think there's going to be some growing pains, as there always is with youth, but hopefully by the time we get to the season and get into conference play, we've got a lot of that stuff figured out, and everyone kind of knows what their role is within the team.
So, Coach, working under Coach Kramer, which I have a tremendous amount of respect for, I've grown to be good friends with him over the years, just tell us a little bit about the type of program that he built and he instilled there at Conway Christian, and how you're going to take over. Are you going to implement anything new, or are you just going to kind of roll with what he's got?
Probably a mixture of both, I would say. Like, I've been there. This will be my 10th year. I came here straight out of college, essentially. So this is kind of what I've known. Like, my experience is pulled from this and, like, me playing high school football. So there's things that'll be different. But as a whole, like, the overall culture of the program and stuff is going to be largely the same. And how we teach our kids is going to be largely the same. Scheme things, like, offensively, he called offense. He's not this year, so there's going to be changes in that. But even within that, a lot of the terminology is similar to help kids kind of make that transition. So, you know, I think he's got a lot of strengths as a coach and as a man, and he did a really good job of that part. And he would tell you he's terrible at the culture side of things, but in all honesty, I think he was really good at that stuff, and that's something that, as a new head coach, I'll pull a lot from, that because that's the side that people, you know, football, calling a defense and game planning and stuff, like, that's going to be the same outside of my time might be pulled in different ways. But the culture side of running a program and those kind of things, that's something I'll definitely continue on, because it's got proven success. Like, why am I going to change something that I'll say it on the radio, because whatever, he's the winningest coach in the program's history. And I joke with him about how I'm coming for his record, but the reality is I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to go out. I'm trying to win games, but that's not the goal. It's ultimately about, you know, trying to raise these guys into good young men and godly men and all that stuff. And Coach Kramer did a really good job of that. He also did a really good job with the football side of things. But I think the culture and all that kind of stuff is what I'll really kind of draw back to.
When you look at the football side of things, of course, you've been the defensive guy, and now having to take over, you know, the overall head coach part. Talk about your division of labor within your program. It's not like you've got 30 coaches on the sideline. So talk about what your role is going to be in addition to the head coach role with regards to defense. Who's going to be you're leaning on for offense? Kind of talk a little bit about that coaching.
Right. So we've got, including me, five football coaches on the staff total for the whole program, which is not as many as some of the other teams will face, but, you know, it's what we've had forever. Like, we're used to that workload. So I'll still be coaching the defensive side of things, still calling the defense. And we kind of have it broken up to where, of the five of us, we have a focus. So there's me and then two other guys that are primarily defensive coaches, and then they'll do stuff on offense. So, like, I am the defense coordinator, and I'll do defensive backs, and then I'm like the assistant receivers coach. So I go over there and I can throw them the football but I don't have to, like, necessarily plan a whole offensive anything.
Right.
Like, our offense coordinator tells me what he needs me to do. So we got me, and then Coach Clint Hare, who's been there, I think this is his third or fourth year maybe with us at school. He'll coach the linebackers, and then Coach Jevin Calloway, who's coming over, this will be his first year. He actually graduated from Conway Christian. Yeah. He was there my first 2 years at the school, and then he's coming from Greenbrier most recently, and then before that he was at Southside Beaver Ranch and helped start their program. So he'll coach defensive line. And then on the offensive side, Parker Whitson, he's our offensive coordinator, and he's been there for probably 6 or 7 years, something like that, and he's been – under Coach Kramer that whole time on the offensive side, and he's helped in recent years kind of take on a lot more of that offensive responsibility. So, and then Bo Stevenson is the offensive line coach, and he's another Conway Christian graduate that I coached several years ago. So that's our coaching staff. And then, yeah, like I said, we kind of divide up the roles to where we have to coach everything because there's five of us.
Sure.
Like, but I don't have to come up with a defensive practice plan and an offensive practice plan. I try and just focus on the defense, and then someone else tells me what I need to do on the offensive side. And then we all coach junior high as well. I'm the head junior high coach and senior high coach. And then we have seventh grade that I'm not as involved in, but three of the five of us will go and help kind of coach up the junior high. And we have Pee Wee flag football that we're getting started, and we'll do that as well. So we kind of coach from 4th grade to 12th grade, and we
it makes for a very full week.
Exactly.
It is.
A very full week that, you know, what is it, wash, rinse, recycle? Yeah. I mean, you know, that's kind of the way it goes here. So we'll talk about some of these young men that you have got coming in here this season. Of course, I brought a couple of them here today. Mm-hmm. Makai Pleasant and Crafton Fowler joining us here this morning. Talk about these two guys and kind of what you see their role as being and why you felt like these were two that we could have a good conversation with this morning.
Yeah, so I'll start with Makai. He's a junior. I think I mentioned earlier, it's his first year playing football. And I would love to take credit for him coming out to play, but I had nothing to do with it. He just, you know, we gave him the old first period athletics. If you're interested in playing football, we're going to have a meeting real quick. And he came in. I was like, Makai, you're playing football? So I think some kids had talked, like, wore him down throughout the year and got him to play, which is a huge blessing because even though he's – never really played the sport. Now he may can talk more about his history. I don't know if he's played anything in the past, but he's a basketball player, and you can just like there's raw talent as far as he gets out there, and you can just. I mean, we had a 7-on-7 league throughout July, and the first game he played, or the first night he had, we had three games, and I think he had like three picks in the night, which is. Rotating defensive backs. Yeah. He played probably five series, had an interception in three of them. Like, he's got some natural raw talent, and, you know, as he starts to go through just fall camp and getting into the season and figure that stuff out, we think he'll be a big asset as a corner. Like, you watch basketball guys, they're usually pretty good at, you know, lateral movement and on-ball defense and stuff like that. So he's got that talent, and then as a receiver, like, he's just a gifted athlete. And as he starts to figure out that stuff, like the football side of it, and, you know, we'll see when we put pads on, we go hit people. But we've done some team camps, and he's not – we haven't been like, oh, my gosh, Makai, let's make sure you're only out there for pass plays. Like, he's a physical kid too. So we're excited about that. And then Crafton Fowler, a sophomore that's going to be playing quarterback for us. He's played – quarterback since in junior high, like that's what he's been since 7th grade. so coming in as a sophomore quarterback, that as in a 3A football program, like that's a big step. And he's like, it's not a new offense, but there's a lot of new things within it that he's having to learn. And he's come, I think we worked out 3 days a week throughout the summer, and every single day they had some kind of quarterback class with him and the junior high quarterbacks and stuff, and they would come and stay after and go through whatever it is that they do on that side of the ball. And you know, just he's been dedicated to it. He's trying to get better. He stays after. He comes to the junior high portion after senior high and will flip the ball to their quarterback as he throws routes. Like, all of that's the things you kind of want out of a quarterback, that as far as the leadership side of things, I think he possesses now. Like, I tell him, like, Coach Whitson probably tells him, like, he's young and he is going, like all of the young players, not just him, but he's going to make some mistakes, and it's important that he bounce back from them, and his are magnified because of the position he plays. But I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got good physical ability. He's a big kid. He runs well, throws the ball well. So, again, just like Makai, just like some of the other guys that are we'll talk about, like, once they figure it out, and hopefully it happens really quickly, it might, I think there's a lot of success that they can have.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to these two young men who joined us here. We are at the Big Bad Breakfast. It is our Friday morning Football Friday preview show. And we are talking with Coach Daniel Ellen of the Conway Christian Eagles. And we'll talk to a couple of his guys as we come back. You're listening to Friday Morning Sports right here on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.
Back to school means back to routines. Hi, I'm Dr. Tricia Benish, Director of Mental Health for the Greenbrier School District. Even small routines can help children feel confident, prepared, and ready for the school year ahead. Families can ease the transition by returning to consistent bedtimes and morning routines early, by setting healthy screen time limits, and start talking with children about what they can expect. Structure and connection help children feel safe and supported. At Greenbrier, preparing for school is about more than schedules and supplies. It's also about heart. Heart is our word of the month for August, and it means caring for others, facing challenges with courage, and giving our best even when things are difficult. When we lead with heart, every student has the opportunity to thrive. Check out our social media for more information and start one healthy routine tonight, because school starts August 12th and we can't wait to welcome everyone back. Our students, staff, and families truly are the heart of Greenbrier.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles from Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
And back we are here at Big Bad Breakfast, and Kraft and Fowler joins us here this morning, the Conway Christian Eagles. And Coach was just talking about your leadership and what the things that, you know, the expectations for you are. What are your expectations, and what do you feel like your preparation for what your role is going to be with Conway Christian this year is all about?
We're just going to get out there and try to compete with other teams that we know might be a little bit bigger than us, or a lot of teams that we've played before. But we know that we got to step up without having a lot of guys above us. But we just got to go out there and compete and do the best we can.
What is it that draws you to want to be in that quarterback position? I mean, you know, some people say there's glory and there's all that, but, man, you're the hero if everything goes well. You're the GOAT if nothing goes well. Like, kind of talk about what your mindset is about how you like to approach the position of quarterback.
I just like being able to have the ball in my hands and know that it's on me to get it where it needs to go, and I got to take the accountability for if I do a good job or a bad job at what I'm doing.
So – playing the quarterback position, and my son was a quarterback in high school, and I tell you, I feel sorry for your dad, because it took about 15 years off my life. Every Friday I was a nervous wreck, but just because he touches the ball, you touch the ball every play, and so it is on you, and it is a lot of the responsibility that goes on your shoulders. As a sophomore coming in, and Cooper started as a sophomore as well, just tell us a little bit about how you prepare for that and kind of your mindset, knowing that, like Coach said, you're going to make some mistakes, but how do you overcome those mistakes and learn and get better every week?
I'm just coming in every day after practice, trying to stay late, learn the offense through and through, work with Coach Whitson at what I need to do and what I need to work on, and just trying to do the best I can. And I know that I'm going to make mistakes, and I know that I got to bounce back from them, and just next play, one after another, just keep going.
Crafton, I know Coach talked a little bit about, you know, having the ball in your hands and having some speed and can run well and things like that. What do you consider one of your strength? Is it throwing it? Is it, you know, reading defenses? Is it running it? Where do you find yourself?
Probably throwing it, and I'm getting a lot better at reading defenses as well. Me and Coach Whitson have been working on that a lot, and just being on the same page with him, knowing what to look at, where the ball needs to go, when it needs to get out, just stuff like that.
How do you think it's helped you? Because like Coach said, you've kind of grown up as a quarterback and going to be this role. But being a a sophomore going into the role of a high school quarterback, what's that mean to you? Because you know you're going to probably start that first Friday night. So, you know, kids, every kid that's a quarterback in seventh grade, ninth, eighth grade, ninth grade, all this other stuff, that's a dream, is to start on a Friday night. So what's that mean to you as a sophomore?
Yes, sir. I'm just thankful for the opportunity that the coaches have given me and that they trust in me and that they believe in my ability to be able to do that, and I'm just entirely grateful.
Who do you look at as being like maybe not necessarily a mentor or an idol, but somebody who you model your game after and who you want to learn from most and aspire to be that type of quarterback?
I have no clue. But
just as long as you didn't say your dad, that's all. Yeah.
But as a mentor, for sure, it's been Coach Whitson. I've been with him countless hours this summer, and I'm probably going to still be with him for a long time. And we've just been working on getting on the same page, knowing what each other want to do, where the ball needs to go, timing, and just stuff like that to get the ball out.
Get the ball out and get it down the field. Get it into your, as they say, get into your playmaker's hands, right?
Yes, sir.
You said you've been playing ball for – all through junior high. Did you play peewee ball as well?
Yes, sir.
So you've been a quarterback the whole time?
For the most part, yes, sir.
So as a quarterback and a leader of the offense, like, what? How do you view yourself as a leader? Are you more of a vocal leader, or are you more just do it by action and let your actions speak for themselves?
I try to do it by action, getting there early, last one in, last one out. But then as that happens, the vocalship comes out. And I start talking and being a vocal leader more.
So, you know, we talk about the numbers that, you know, you're in that 20 mark and everything. But also, you guys might see a little bit of both ways. But what does it mean to play other sports? Because we talked about, you know, Kai here being a basketball player, you being a basketball player. Of course, you've grown 2 foot since the last time I saw you, I think. So, what's it mean to you to get into that shape and be able to carry that throughout the year?
It's been good. It's a little bit hard on us during the summers because, you know, practice after practice after practice. But it's good for a lot of us to be able to stay in shape, keep it throughout the year, and just experiment with different sports. Like, this is Makai's first year, and he's done great.
When you look at what this season looks like, again, you're going to you mentioned it earlier, there's some familiarity with some of the teams that that y'all have seen, but when it comes to conference, I mean, it's as the song says, it's a whole new world out there. So the good thing is that there's no balance of expectations from the year before. You know, now it's just you get out there and you compete. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to with that newness and that freshness that comes to the schedule and to the players? I mean, you know, we've talked about there's a lot of new, you know, the new Conway Christian, almost, you could say, because of the personnel as well as the schedule and the classification. What are some of those things that you look forward to with that?
It's going to be good. I look forward to playing some better teams than we've played before, but a lot of them we've already played in non-conference games in the past years. But it'll be good for us to get a little bit better, we can't overlook any games. We have to be focused in on every single week after week, and lock in every practice every day to prepare for the next week.
Looking at the schedule, the non-conference, you know, that's always a good tune-up for getting ready for conference. What are some of the games that you've got circled on the schedule this year?
Bigelow.
I knew that was coming. But that was a freight train coming through the lobby.
I didn't know if I was going to get the political answer. Or
it came out pretty quick, too, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at Bigelow. What are some of the other teams that – you've heard about, you've read about, that you're excited? I know you're excited about your whole schedule, but some of the ones, like Jay said, which ones are you marking off there that, you know, that, hey, it's maybe that first conference game, we want to make a statement or whatever it is. What are some of those other teams?
Looking forward to playing like Perryville, Two Rivers, schools like those, Cutter. And then we've played like Atkins and Quitman before for as long as I can remember. Yeah, those have always been competitive games. But it'll be fun.
Well, we're excited about it. And as a sophomore, you're looking forward to a lot of time still ahead and being, you know, being able to be in a position to where you're growing something. You're coming in at the right level at the right time because you're coming in as the whole program overall is going through a lot of new freshness and things like that. So that's got to excite you as well to just know that the future is very bright and that there's a lot of opportunity for you and for these kids. And so when you talk about these young men that you're playing with, who are some of the ones that you probably already are toning in going, okay, I know I can depend on this guy, or I'm looking forward to throwing to this guy or handing off to this guy. Who are some of those players that you're already getting that gel feeling going with?
Yes, sir. Easton Hartley's one of our best receivers, as well as Matthew Corbin, and then Creed Hildebrand. He's our running back. He's a great athlete. And some of those linemen are – I trust them that they've got my back.
Well, you got to have those big dogs and the big uglies, as it were, in front of you to make it happen, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, again, congratulations on what's going to be a fun season, and we wish you the very best in that. And when we come back, we're going to slide the headset over here to a defensive-offensive counterpart here. And, again, as we've talked about, a lot of going both ways at this level. And so we're excited about that. And, Crafton, looking forward to following you along this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And welcome back with more from the Big Bad Breakfast and our Football Friday preview show here this morning on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.
This school year, our sights are set high with Conway Public Schools, where champions for kids are made. From award-winning academics to dedicated teachers and top athletics, our students shine bright. Stay connected, track events, and never miss a moment with the Conway Public Schools app. Ready to lead, learn, and grow. A proud past and a promising future awaits. Six legs strong. Be a part of the Wampus Cat family, because in Conway, every child is a champion. Visit us online and join the tradition of excellence today.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles from Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
And welcome back here to Big Bad Breakfast right here in downtown Conway, where they're serving up some pancakes and hot coffee and scrambled eggs and a great breakfast. We invite you to come on down and join us for some breakfast here as we embark on a Friday. And Makai Pleasant joins us now here. And Makai, as Coach has already alluded to, first season of football. Kind of give us an idea of why, you know, what was it that has drawn you into being a part of this program? And what do you feel like that you've done already just in your athletic career that prepares you for what you're going to see on Friday nights?
Some players are looking for me to play. And I just want to come and play and be a part of the program.
What do you look at as being some of the skills that you bring to this team?
Mainly corner. I like playing corner. I like guard and receiver, and I'm just looking forward to get picks this year.
Well, coming in not knowing really a whole lot about the game, I'm sure you've watched a lot of it on TV, but playing that corner position, tell us a little bit about how your basketball skills translate onto the football field.
I'm just used to guarding the ball, so it can really easily translate in foot coordination.
Yeah. A lot of anticipation in basketball. It probably translates reading the ball, reading the eyes of the quarterback. So when you came out and you first put that helmet on, how did it feel?
It felt different. It was definitely – it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to – I'm looking forward to make it happen.
Yeah.
So being a first-year football player, what did you think about getting out there in that first pick, putting on that helmet, and just really absorbing all that at one time? How was that feeling?
It felt good. Definitely, I just like making an impact on my team on the defense end.
Talk about this program at Conway Christian, being a part of this team. I mean, we've already mentioned maybe the lower numbers, but that gives you guys really a chance to gel together. I mean, it's your brother on your left, it's your brother on your right, your brother in front of you, and yet, you're building relationships. Talk about how those relationships are important to you in your position and what you want to accomplish.
We don't got that many players, so like through the summer we was just playing hard, conditioning, so we could get used to it.
What's the conditioning like difference between basketball and football?
It's some drills in football that's hard. It's hard to make it through.
What's the one drill you'd like to see him drop?
Four quarters.
I don't know if Coach heard that or not.
I bet you're going to be doing five quarters next week.
So going into the season, I know you've never experienced it, and either one of you really, because Crafton's a sophomore, but there's nothing like those Friday night lights. I mean, it's something that you'll remember the rest of your life, and something that you can look back on. What's one thing about this season that you're really looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a newer team, a younger team. We only got two seniors, so I'm just ready to grow.
You ready to hit somebody?
Yes, sir.
Probably they're probably not to the point yet where they're ready to hit somebody other than their own team, but they're probably getting close to that. So, when you look ahead, what you feel like that you are able to bring to this team and what you hope to accomplish and what role you hope to play, what is it that you say, okay, this is what I'm going to go out on Friday night and help this team accomplish?
Just really guard my man. Good defense, and be a leader.
As a first, well, you've already mentioned the fourth quarter. That's a drill that you. But what are some things that you can see in football that surprised you as far as the difference between getting prepared and maybe the play from basketball to football?
It's different. Like, it's harder.
Yeah.
As first year,
so guarding somebody as they're running a pass route might be a little different than maybe a little man on man or zone defense in basketball.
It's different.
In the physicality, you think that the physicality is different at the football level?
Yes, sir.
Different mindset. So, well, so how many times which do you prefer to this point, offense or defense?
Defense.
Okay. You got a ball hawk here.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Well, absolutely. Well, Makai, has you been able, since you are a junior, so you've been around the school and these kids in a different environment, what is it that that you feel like that from that standpoint, without the senior leadership that in numbers that they've had in the past as a junior, you're probably kind of being looked at as one of those guys to say, okay, this is what we're going to go out and do tonight. Do you feel like that there's an opportunity for you to be a leader on that side of the ball especially?
Yes, sir. Like the other corners, I like to help them be a leader and help them. If they like need help, I got them.
So as a football, you'll come to learn and appreciate. It's like a brotherhood. And I know being at a smaller school, back when I was in Greenbrier, we were a lot smaller than we are now. But you know these guys. You've grown up with them your whole life. You play basketball with them. Now you're playing football with them. Just tell us about that bond that you have with your teammates.
It's definitely a bond. I can feel it. I just hope we go out there together and win some games.
Well, we're excited, Makai, to see how it develops for you this season and what your role will be. We'll look forward to recognizing some of those picks. You know, sounds like you've already off on a good start. You know, you want to be that guy that they don't throw his direction.
That's right.
You know, but you get that way by the effort and by the success that you have. So the very best of luck to you, and it's going to be fun watching you guys continue here with this season.
Yes, sir.
And good luck on that first pick six.
That's right. When we come back, we'll once again talk with Coach Ellen, and we'll talk about the schedule, and we'll talk about the future, how it looks here at Conway Christian. It is our Friday morning football Friday preview show, and we are here at the Big Bad Breakfast. So come on by and have breakfast and join us right here with My Country Y107, Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5, and the Big 92.7.
Back to school means back to routines. Hi, I'm Dr. Tricia Benish, Director of Mental Health for the Greenbrier School District. Even small routines can help children feel confident, prepared, and ready for the school year ahead. Families can ease the transition by returning to consistent bedtimes and morning routines early, by setting healthy screen time limits, and start talking with children about what they can expect. Structure and connection help children feel safe and supported. At Greenbrier, preparing for school is about more than schedules and supplies. It's also about heart. Heart is our word of the month for August, and it means caring for others, facing challenges with courage, and giving our best even when things are difficult. When we lead with heart, every student has the opportunity to thrive. Check out our social media for more information and start one healthy routine tonight, because school starts August 12th and we can't wait to welcome everyone back. Our students, staff, and families truly are the heart of Greenbrier.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles from Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Big Bad Breakfast here on this Friday morning. And again, we are talking with the Conway Christian Eagles as they prepare for a new season here and a new conference and new opponents on that conference schedule. And, of course, we're excited about, you know, those opportunities. And, Coach, just kind of run through as we look at the schedule here. Bigelow, Hector, and Quitman. I mean, you don't back down when it comes to non-conference games. And I know that that's something that Coach Kramer has had all along, so it's not anything unfamiliar.
Yeah. Three teams that we have played a lot in the past. Bigelow and Hector have been in our conference for the past few years, and then Quitman, we have played every single year since I've been here. They used to be in our conference, and then even after they left, I'm pretty sure there's like a trophy they hand out to the winner of the game and stuff. So three teams we're familiar with. Bigelow, you know, Crafton talked about how they're circled, and he did give the political answer because they're circled because they're the first game of the year,
yeah.
Not because of Bigelow.
Right, right.
That's not what his face said, though.
Yeah. But, a team that I guess you can obviously have a lot of history with them, a team we've battled for the past 4 or 5 years for conference. They've been really good. In the past, winning a state championship the year before us. Coach Starks does a really good job. And then Hector, they have a new coach as well. And like I said, just history playing them in conference. They've always been really competitive games. Quitman, the same thing, another new coach. Yeah. So, you know, teams we played before, a lot of history with them. I think as I was building the schedule as a first-year coach, you kind of want to go out. Like your tendency is to like, let me get a game that I can like just win.
Yeah.
Let me win a game, and then we can go on. But that I don't think is the case necessarily. Like there's not an easy game in non-conference for sure. They're all going to be competitive. I think they'll help us going into a conference season. Quitman's a 3A team. Bigelow's a 3A size team. Hector's right there on the line as well. So all bigger size schools, even if they're in the 2A classification, that are going to be competitive games for us.
So when we look at that conference schedule, got to start on the road at Jesseville before coming back to Danville.
Yeah. Jesseville, you know, obviously it's a new conference, so a lot of my knowledge about it is just kind of – historical or just kind of some of the film that I've watched. You know, Jesseville's the team that we watched some game film on last year because they played Mount Ida. But they're a flexbone team, a power run team. That will be obviously going on the road. That's historically facing teams like that, like a Mount Ida type team that they just line up and run the ball, has been a challenge for us.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a good test early to kind of see, coming out of non-conference, kind of where we stand. And then you go to talk about Danville, a team that, you know, in the past few years has kind of been down, but they're trending in the right direction. I've talked to other coaches about how their junior high has been really good in the past. Their numbers are getting up, so they're coming back kind of to where Danville had been in the past. You know, we played – my first year we played Danville at UCA in, like, the – little kickoff classic.
Yeah,
so
I remember
that's,
that.
That's my one experience against them. We did win it, so hopefully we do that again this
keep
year.
Keep that streak going.
Yeah.
But then it's back out on the road at Two Rivers before Atkins comes in, and there's a lot of history with that Atkins team.
Right, yeah. Go to Two Rivers, and then Atkins, we have played – they've been a non-conference opponent for the past several cycles, and you know, they beat us last year. The year before that, we beat them. Like, I think they missed a field goal at the end of the game.
Very close
that,
game.
We barely probably the closest that in the Mount Ida game that year, the closest games we played. And, you know, obviously not to talk about that season, but I think a big reason for our success later in the year was having to face tough opponents, face that adversity. We're like, man, we just weren't playing a good game, and we still kind of found a way to battle through and pull out a win. But they're going to be really good this year. They're our homecoming game, unfortunately. we've seen them in team camp. I think they graduated quite a few people, but have just their junior team was really good. Have some guys that
reloaded.
Have come in. Yeah, I mean, he does a really good job. They're a fun team to play just because of what they do, like very spread, throw a bunch of screens. It's a real challenge, like coaching against them and trying to create a game plan, and they adjust really well. So, you know, that's later in the year. So we'll, by that point, have a pretty good idea of where we're at, and hopefully it's a game that at that point in the season we're kind of playing for playoff positioning or something like that.
And then on the road to Cutter, and then Glenn Rose coming in for the final home game, and that's that just on your schedule makes you kind of go, okay.
Yeah. When they drew the conferences and they announced all that stuff and we saw who we were playing, and, you know, the first thing I look at is travel and do we have to go to Missouri to play a conference game
right.
or what? And then so we looked at it, we're like, oh, these are all pretty close. And then you look at the teams, you're like, okay. Glen Rose is a really good team, and they've historically have been. I'm sure, you know, in the preseason rankings, they're one of the top five or six teams in the classification.
Right.
I know they've got a really good quarterback coming back. So that'll be a really tough opponent. I know they've got big aspirations this year. Cutter, a team that made the playoffs last year, another team that has – both of those teams have new head coaches as well. Like, you look at our conference, there's a lot of
– a lot of new.
Including me, a lot of new coming in. But Cutter, we used to play them in conference several years ago, back before, you know, they had turf fields and all this stuff. It was so we are kind of familiar with them, but, yeah, two tough opponents.
Then, of course, wrap up the season with Perryville.
Yep. Perryville, I think – a team that's kind of right there with us if you look at, like, preseason predictions and kind of trying to forecast stuff. A team that is along with us and, you know, the Danvilles and Cutters and stuff that are going to be battling for kind of those playoff seeds. We've played them in the past in non-conference games. They're another really good kind of comparable team to us as far as it's always been good competition. They've got a new coach, so I don't honestly know that much about them. They're the last game of the year, so we'll definitely know where we stand, and I'm sure it's going to be a game that once we get there, it's going to be extremely important for I think probably for both teams to try and win.
So it sounds like to me, and I didn't do the math other than just kind of following along here, I think that it's either five or six of the teams that you're playing are in the same position as you are with regards to new coach. So
right.
When
yeah.
we talk about a new conference, new is operative, it's the operative word, Matt.
It really is. And, Coach, coming into this season, I know, of course, playoffs are always one of the goals of the season. What are some of your other goals for this team?
Yeah, we talk about it. We've talked about it as coaches, like, I think the biggest goal is just to go in and be competitive, which is not necessarily a great goal if you're setting goals because there's no way – how do you even measure being competitive? But I don't think there's a lot of expectation from the outside on us. Like, people look at us and I don't even know. I think you look at Hootons and things like that, we're not picked very high,
mm-hmm.
and which is great. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we should be. I think we're a young team. I think there's a lot of unproven. We're moving up in a classification. There's a lot of unknown for us, and we are in the program. Like, we are running it. So I'm sure outside people can just look and say, they graduated 13 seniors. They're moving up a classification. They've got 26 kids, and a bunch of them are sophomores. Probably going to be a tough year. And that's great. Like, we just want to embrace that. We're not moving up to 3A so that we can drop back down to 2A in a couple of years. Like,
right,
we're
yeah.
going up to be competitive and to try and win games. And we understand that winning a state championship would be extremely difficult. And that's not our goal, is not to win a state championship. But winning a state championship was not our goal when we won a state championship. So, you know, those things come. My goal for this team is to just be competitive, to embrace the adversity, because there's going to be a lot. There's going to be games where we go in and it's very close. There's going to be games, hopefully, where we go in and we roll and we blow someone out. There might be a game where the opposite happens, and it just doesn't matter. Like, I was joking about circling Bigelow on our schedule, but, like, the reality is just they're the first game we play, so that's the biggest game of the year. Go play that game and try and win it. And just try – we talked to them about doing everything one time. Like, that's our little mantra, one time. And that's just – I'm going to line up. The game of football, there's 120-something plays in a game. I'm going to play 60 offense, 60 defense, and I'm going to be in a one-on-one matchup all of those plays. It's 11-on-11, but it's one-on-one. And I am going – the odds are I am not going to win 120 reps. I'm going to lose some of them. The challenge is when that happens, can I line back up and do it again and try and win that one? And you do that enough times, win or lose the game on the scoreboard, that's going to build throughout the season, build throughout the next. Like, the strength of our team is there's only two seniors. So whatever happens this year, good or bad, is going to be a huge advantage for us as a program moving forward.
For sure.
And I think these guys understanding that and knowing where they're at and just facing the challenge of, okay, whatever, you think we're going to finish sixth or seventh in the conference, great. What happens if we finish fourth or fifth in the conference? Awesome. Like, that's overachieving. If you don't do that, then you are where everyone thought you were going to be. So, like, playing loose without any expectations, I think, is a huge blessing for a team like this that's young, and they can just go out and focus on themselves and try and get better every single game, every single week. And I think that's going to have huge benefits for them as this season goes on and then into the future past that.
Well, and it's a great life lesson.
Yeah.
Great life lessons. And that's what, at the end of the day, sports is all about, is preparing you for life. It's not just the X's and O's. It's the things that you learn that helped you in life and facing adversity and going out and being adults.
Right.
I mean, it really is. And, Coach, you know, it's funny we remember, Matt and I especially, remember those conversations with Coach Kramer, and he's like,
Oh, we can't wait till this class gets here. Can't wait till this. You know, you're kind of in that position now where you've got these kids that you know are going to give you, you know, tools to build on for the next two to three years beyond even what you're able to do with them and accomplish this year. So that's got to be exciting as a coach.
Yeah, it is. And I've been, like I said, I've been here for a while, and I've been through those years of we're really good, and then, like, we're a state title contender. Even years we didn't win it, like my first couple of years, we were really good. And then those guys graduate, and it's what you do. How do you bridge that gap? And I'm not saying this is a bridge year, but, like, we have been good in recent memory. Mm-hmm. And these guys know they can watch, like, our junior high team. Like, there is a ton of talent within that, within the ninth grade class. Like, we've got, like, 30 kids that play football, and they're pretty good. Like, they'll have a good season. So how can they make sure that we don't drop off a cliff and – by the time those grades move up and they're juniors and seniors and stuff like that, like, they've got a really good chance to have a lot of success. But the challenge for them is this year, how do I be present in it, and how do I get everything I can out of this without trying to look to the next thing that's coming?
Right.
How do I – like, this year is just as important as the years where you have a ton of talent and you have a chance, because that's what makes a program good. Like, yeah, your individual team, your year can be good or bad. I mean, based on talent, that's the reality of high school sports. Yeah. You either have talent or you don't. Mm. But what makes a good program is the years that, one, when you have talent, do you take advantage of it, and can you achieve those goals? And then the years where you have lower numbers and things like that, can you still be competitive and still, like, try and make a push, even if, like, it's going to be hard, like, because you don't have as many pieces as you would other years. And that's, I think, they're not dumb. Like, they can look at their team and say, our depth is a problem. But the pieces we do have, our ones, are pretty good. Like, they're just as good as anyone we're going to face. And their challenge will obviously be depth. And they have 50 kids and we have 26 kids. So how does that play in? But I think it's exciting for this year. As a program, those bridge years are always fun to me. Like, it's a big challenge, especially when the teams embrace it. Now, we've had teams that just didn't, and they didn't have great years, and we've had teams that did and made the playoffs and made it to the first round, and that was it. But it was still a great year for where we were.
Conway Christian Eagles, and follow them along here, and we will be beginning probably pretty much our show each week with a look back at the program as it continues this season and the games. And so excited again, Coach. Thank you so much for coming in, and you're bringing these young men here with you. Great representations of the program, and we look forward to a successful season.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will be talking to the Mayflower Eagles. Coach Austin Emerson and his crew will be our focus next week with our Football Friday preview show. You can, if you missed any of today's show, coming up probably sometime early this afternoon, you'll be able to go to triarcradio.com and listen back to any segment of the show there. Go to the Sports tab, and you'll see the Football Friday preview show right there, and you'll be able to follow along and stay on top of what's going on and hear back on what happened in our show today. All right. Once again, guys, always a pleasure talking sports, and we look forward to seeing you next week here on the Big Bad Breakfast Football Friday preview show on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.